You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Jaron Piltz produces the program, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. So, you know, I wasn't... thinking of Chuck called with a great question about Prop 13 and tax base, and I wanted to ask him if he was the Chuck that called a couple of years ago, and we saved that call. Let's hear if it's the same voice.
Let's take our call. Thanks for calling, Chuck.
Hi, I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you fine. Is that same guy?
I find it ironic that a real estate agent who doesn't know where the Louise Lowry Davis Center is able to evaluate what the alternatives are.
Now, I think we were talking about the 101 expansion, or we were talking about tea in China. It had nothing to do with the Louise Lowry Davis Center, but I think there was a historical trivia question or something was going on, and I neglected to remember that where the Louise Lowry Davis Center was, so... I don't know, Chuck, if that was you, thanks for the material, and thanks for the call. I did mention in the first break that listings we had on Santa Barbara Caravan, which is the weekday open house for real estate agents, and we had 78 listings open last week, January 12th, for the Santa Barbara Caravan. That's a lot of property, and you start to see... property, of course, that you've seen already, so things haven't sold. We didn't get that many new listings. Again, the fourth segment of the program today, we'll talk about new listings and sold listings for the week and last year. But I do want to mention, oh, and so no calls on the historical trivia question. You win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, my favorite pizza in town. Today's scheduled guest was Herb Galullo from Your Chimney Sweep. And he... call me this morning, bad case of the flu or something. So if you see him out tonight, you know he was lying to get out of the program. But hopefully he'll be here next week at this time. So a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, a New Jersey-style pizza on San Andreas. And in my humble opinion, as an ex-New Yorker, I think it's the best pizza in town. Name the original use of the Samarcand Retirement Community. 564-1290, 564-1290. So I do want to thank the Santa Barbara News Press. I did call to complain, I guess you would say, or give a little constructive criticism. They came out a year or so ago with this new open house directory, and everything was numbered. So if you had you might have an open house and on 2000 State Street, and then on the map there was a little yellow circle numbered 50, and then on the directory you were number 50, but there was no way to find it. There was no rhyme or reason. And she was very nice. I think her name was Sinclair. She just got promoted to something in the news press. And she said, you know, that's just a computer program. But now they did what I wanted them to do, and they're starting from the far, they're moving from one end of the map to the other in numerical order, so you can just track down. There's just a little glitch in that Carpinteria, it starts with Carpinteria, which they're furthest east, but just that's where they could really fit in the map. But you know what? It's perfectly fine, and now it works, and I appreciate that. It makes it a little easier. Okay. We're trying to work on staying healthy for the new year. I went had my annual physical, and he told me I should lose weight or grow 3 inches. So I think it's a little easier to lose some weight. And my friend Larry and Jeff and I, we have a mutual bet that we all have to lose at least 10 pounds by April 10th, which is when I turn 50. And celebrate my age. I was listening to some old Rodney Dangerfield lines about how he's getting old and he's becoming more interested in food than sex. He put a mirror on his ceiling above the kitchen table. It's just kind of missed priorities. Good old Rodney Dangerfield. He went to a discount massage parlor. It was self-service. You know, so he just has no respect, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield. Well, you know, no one's calling in on our historical trivia question. I might as well give you. Well, I might as well mention one other thing here about the News Press. Their op-ed piece today is a great start for medical pot cards. Medical pot cards. Medicinal use of marijuana. And I bring that up because recently in the paper was a man who is now a woman. It was kind of complicates the story. Was arrested up in Mission Canyon, and they confiscated a lot of pot, and she supposedly is growing for medicinal use for people and yada yada. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But ironically, this person's renting; it's not their own home. Ironically, I sold a condo that this person had been occupying, and we kind of knew about it because the other agent knew this person, and it was kind of a story because it was a guy who's now a girl. And under the stairs in this condo, when you have that closet under the stairs, they told me, of course, I couldn't identify it, but they told me it was the sweet smell of fresh-grown marijuana. And the place was painted and carpeted, and you couldn't get that smell out from under there. And every time we went to see the house, we ended up going to Baskin and Robbins afterwards. It was an odd connection. So, okay. One down, three to go. Why don't I give you a home maintenance tip of the week? Why don't I do that? This might save you a lot of trouble and time and effort. A client of mine went on vacation, and I just by chance noticed someone wanted to rent a house for a week over Christmas, and it worked out real well. They got basically house sitters who paid the money. And they're pretty lax about this. I know a lot of people wouldn't want strangers coming in. It turned out, but the guy was well recommended through someone, and it turned out he was some famous surfer. And he brought pictures, and I don't know his name. But I got a call, and apparently the washing machine hose. So here's where we get into the home maintenance tip of the week. The washing machine hose just burst. It just burst, the hot water, and water just started spraying all over. And it was at midnight, and these guys were up in Yosemite, 6 hours away. And fortunately, there was this housekeeper, one-week tenant. And she happened to be up and heard the noise, and they went out and shut it off. There was still plenty of water, no damage. It was in the garage, luckily. But can you imagine what would have happened if no one was there, even if I was checking on the place? So here's the tip. Couple of tips. You go away for vacation, shut off your valves. Well, Mark, how far do you go? I got valves under every sink. I got water valves, water supply lines to my sink, to my toilet. Well, here's the thing that I would suggest further, depending on how anal you are. When I bought my house, I replaced all the water supply lines with stainless steel hoses. That, I don't know, are they gonna go another 30 years? Will I ever have to replace them? And I replaced the valves with the ones that just turn 90 degrees, the ball valves, and they supposedly last forever, supposedly don't freeze up. But I did talk to the owner of Midway Appliance Parts just to verify this, and you know, he certainly, if he was leaving town, he would shut that off because that's a lot of water. And I said, well, I remember some people saying if they had an old washing machine, maybe they shut it off in between every use. Are you going to do that? He said, well, it does put a lot of pressure on the mixing valve in the washer. When you have the water valve open, you have a mixing valve in your washer. If you have an old washer, it might be worth turning off in between use because that could go. And even if you don't, it pays once a month to turn the valves everywhere to make certain they're free, because it sure doesn't do you any good if a water supply line bursts and you can't turn the water off at the appliance at the fixture, and you got to go out to the main and shut it off there. And believe me, I've heard stories where guys gone out to the main and that was frozen. And then you got to call the city or it breaks off in your hand. So be prepared is my motto, along with the, even though I was never a Boy Scout. And so my home maintenance tip of the week is replace your water supply lines with stainless steel ones. Check your water supply valves under your sink and all everything in your fixtures. Turn them. They got to be used. And if you're going to replace your water supply lines, you might as well replace them with the ball valves. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, or you can reach me after the program at 452-2428-452-CHAT. We'll come back for the third segment. We'll get an update on Ablett's Tower, a building that 17 by 17, 17 feet, smaller than your two-car garage, is the size of his parcel, building a ostensibly, I guess, a four-story home there behind the Holiday Inn there off of Haley and State. And he started construction. We'll get an update on that in the third segment. It's about 25 minutes to the hour.